You didn't tell them the truth, it brand them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's what you do. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. And you take now, this little told me, and he come through, he took all of this stuff and done away with it. They had cows, they let to kill them cows, and hogs and things like that. And what he had, the smokehouse, that's what he had to sell. He took that, the date, and put it in water and strained it. That water for the salt that you.
Mm.
That's right.
Mm. It was really hard times then.
Hard times.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And I come along to the hard time back then. We got there, my dad, Stevie, old man, Tom Little over here, one old man. And, but people, bury people now, my mom paid $10 for my dad's coffin. That's right.
Hmm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
He died in 1907.
Mm. You were just little then.
Yeah, little.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, small boy then.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And both of your parents were from around here?
Yeah. No, my daddy was belonged to a man, Colonel Smith, Major Smith, up here in Andersonville. And he come from Georgia. He said, three brothers and one sister.
Your daddy?
My daddy. He's Major Smith. That's where he got his name from.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But he was from Georgia.
Yeah, he was from Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And when he got here, about Major Smith, I reckon wherever he sold the colored people that, that's where he written the name of Major Smith.
Mm-hmm.
He was a major in Civil War.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody have a knife,
you don't feel that going. And my mom was born right down here in Cairo. Oh man, Eli Pratt was my mom's dad.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. How many brothers and sisters have you got?
I got that but one sister out of 10.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Me and the baby girl living and the baby boy living.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we the two last children come here.
And there were 10 of you?
10 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. There's two of us living now.
Mm-hmm. Did any of the colored people around here have their own farms? Or mostly just work for other people?
That place where that old man, Pink Duckler, that backyard there. Well, I don't know where that was. That's for my time. He had his farm, and old man Doc Caper had his farm, and the rest of the people sharecropped.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's what they done, sharecrop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is that what you did?
Yeah, that's right. I sharecropped till 52. And that's when I quit farming.
Mm-hmm.
52.
What have you been doing since then?
I went to this construction job to get my Social Security started.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can't get that if you work on the farm.
You got to had to blow the bell. When he come in the chair, he put in farm security. I went farm security 21 years.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get a dime out of that.
Mm.
And the man was going to see that did get it. He died before I got a chance to get it. And then I had to go to an construction job to get my Social Security.
Mm, mm-mm.
21 years right there on the farm.
That's not right, is it?
No, it ain't. I didn't get a dime out of it.
Uh-huh.
That's true.
Yeah.
Man, he was a noted Republican. He would go, the people that I farmed with, all he wanted to know how many beers of color I made each year.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I made a report to him, but he died before he came in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Well.